Unit 7. Activity 17.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our program, Famous People. Today, we're going to tell you about some very famous American and English immigrants. First of all, Professor James Tilden will talk to us about the person who is probably our most famous immigrant, Albert Einstein. Professor Tilden.
Yes, Albert Einstein is probably the greatest physicist of the 20th century, and of course, our most famous immigrant. He was born in Germany, but did not like the restrictions in German schools, so he moved to Switzerland when he was 16. Later, he worked with new inventions at the Swiss Patent Office. In 1902, he published a lot of papers, including his special theory of relativity about the motion and speed of light. Upon seeing the destruction from World War I, Einstein decided to become an active pacifist. In 1922, Albert Einstein got the Nobel Prize for Physics. In 1933, he renounced his German citizenship and decided to live and work in the United States, whose citizen he became. He taught at Princeton University. During the Second World War, Einstein knew that the Germans were working on the atomic bomb and advised the American president, Roosevelt, of the dangers of this bomb that the Nazis were making. He understood that the United States needed to develop it first, but he tried to persuade Roosevelt not to use it. After the war, Einstein spent the rest of his life working for peace, and he died in 1955.
Thank you, Professor Tilden. And now, another immigrant who is famous for the clothing he made, Levi Strauss. And here to tell us something about him is Professor Jane Easter from the University of California. Professor Easter.
Levi Strauss is a very famous American immigrant, known all over the world for the jeans he created. He was born in Bavaria, Germany in 1829. With a tough life as a kid, he became an orphan at the age of 16. And so in 1843, Levi sailed to New York, leaving behind his native country. His brothers had already established a successful textile factory and a tailoring business in New York. He spent his next 5 years there learning English and the customs of his new homeland. Later, having heard reports of gold in California, he persuaded his brothers to give him a supply of silk, luxury items, and cloth to take to California to sell. He also took some canvas. He went to San Francisco in 1850 and arrived with only the canvas because he had sold the other things on the trip. An old prospector told Levi that he should have brought a supply of trousers since the prospecting of gold was tough and rough. So Strauss turned his canvas into trousers and sold them to miners. They became an instant success and were known as Levi's. The company he created was Levi Strauss & Company. He built an empire by designing durable jeans that are worn by all kinds of people in every culture of the world. His name is a legend based on his intelligence and his sense of work and progress.
Thank you, Professor Easter. And now for a world-famous immigrant athlete, Martina Navratilova, a champion tennis player. Could you tell us about her, please, Dr. Hoban? You're an athlete yourself, right?
Yes, I am a tennis player myself, but of course not anywhere as good as Martina Navratilova. Martina was born in Czechoslovakia in 1956 and defected to the United States in 1975, soon after she won her first professional singles title in Orlando, Florida. She became a U.S. citizen in 1981. She has won numerous championship tennis tournaments, among them Wimbledon. At the age of 15, she became the Czechoslovakian national tennis champion, and a year later, she turned professional.
A very talented woman indeed. Thank you, Dr. Hoban. Now for our last famous immigrant in the series, here's Peter Davidson to tell us about an extraordinary musician who emigrated to Great Britain, Freddie Mercury. Peter.
Right. Freddie Mercury was born on the Tanzanian island of Zanzibar in September 1946. He was sent to an English school in Panjgani near Bombay when he was 8, and there he studied piano. Soon after that, he joined his first band, The Hectics. After moving to London, he became friends with lots of other musicians, including the other members of his most famous group, Queen, who played their first gig in June 1971. Mercury and his group had a sound that was a mixture of hard rock and glam rock. Their great success came in 1975 with the album A Night at the Opera and its song Bohemian Rhapsody, which Mercury had written. The song went straight to the top of the charts in Britain and in the USA. Another big success was We Are the Champions from 1978. Queen were very popular all through the 70s and early 80s. Freddie Mercury didn't hide his bisexuality, but he did keep his relationships private. On November the 23rd, 1991, Mercury announced that he had AIDS, and he died the next day at the young age of 45. The world of music lost one of its best and most talented musicians.
Quite true. Quite true. Thank you, Peter. And that's the end of our series on famous American and British immigrants. Please join us next week for a series on environmentalists.